Proclamation number 7013 of 9th of January, 1958. Concept of time in the state of perfection. To the perfect being, the time of the past appears like a moment, although it can overlook every single phase and also experience it again and again as present, but everything agonizing no longer touches the being. Yet God's great merciful love is always apparent to it and you, when the being transports itself into the past. Yet concepts of time no longer exist for that which has become perfect, and whatever moves the being in its thoughts, it will only ever praise and glorify its Creator and Father and never miss an opportunity to pay Him back in the form of redeeming activity. And therefore a retrospective look into the past must also be possible again and again in order to repeatedly assist the spiritual being, which still languishes in the fetters of matter, and to place it into other deformations. A task incumbent upon the perfect, which is allowed to participate in creating and creating according to God's will. Although the past is only like a fleeting moment for every being of light, yet for the still-bound spiritual it is eternities. And because the being of light knows about the torments in these eternities, it stands by the bound one in heartfelt love in order to help it to become free. But God's creation is infinite, the number of fallen beings is incomprehensible, and therefore the number of light beings in God's service is also immeasurably great. For there is no limit with God, because He is the most perfect being and because everything perfect is unlimited. And thus there will also be eternities of creations which shelter imperfect spiritual substances, and for eternities the work of redemption will take place in these spiritual substances, because the love of the already redeemed constantly increases and its blissful gratitude is constantly expressed in redemptive activity. And it is also part of a perfect being's bliss to be able to look into the past, to experience it as present. Because its love for God constantly increases as a result, because it now also recognizes God's unsurpassable wisdom as a being of light, and every single deformation it had to go through itself appears to it like a precious miracle work which again and again proves to it the Father's love for His child. What once meant unspeakable agony for the being will now make the being of light happy and spur it on to create such forms itself in order to shelter an happy beingness in it with overflowing love, so that it will likewise attain that bliss which is granted to the being of light. Because love, wisdom and power are inherent in the being of light, it is also equally creatively active, and because it knows about the purpose and success of all works of creation, it will not cease its activity, always creating and working in love for God and for the unredeemed. For it also possesses the power towards God's adversary, it wrests the spiritual from him in order to supply it to its God and Father, yet it also knows about the being's former beatitude when it will be rid of all forms. There is no suffering and no torment for the perfect being, yet it knows about the torments of the imperfect and seeks to liberate it from them. That is why it can experience its own course of development through creation as present again and again, and it will nevertheless be unspeakably happy in remembrance of its course of development. And ever new plans will mature in it which serve redemption, ever new creations will arise from the being. In most intimate contact with its Creator and Father of eternity, it will also receive His strength and use it again for creative activity. Because it is of the same will as God, who wants to bring back everything that once fell in order to make it eternally happy. Amen.